Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Payne and Pendergast on a Friday. It's Friday. It's headed towards the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, I'll call it. That can mean only one thing. Brooks Cabina, Houston Chronicle. He's our Texans insider, and he joins us on the hotline right now. Brooks, how we doing?
Hey, joining you live from Terminal C of the George Bush Airport.
Oh, so, I was just there last week. I was at Terminal C on my way to Vegas. Do you care to disclose where you're going, or do you like to keep that off the grid?
I'm going to be headed about 5,000 miles away, Scandinavia. So we'll be gone for about 10 days. So I'll be back by minicamp.
Okay.
Now I'm standing here, you know, as all these people are packing their bags and stuff, I'm wondering if I'm, you know, raising any eyes. Like, why is this guy not moving? He's just walking around with the phone. So
he's probably talking about DeAndre Hopkins. I bet he's talking about Hopkins. Well, let's make you an honest man, Brooks. Let's make me an honest man.
Okay. All right. Thoughts, I like being honest.
Yeah. Thoughts on DeAndre Hopkins. I know you had a piece in the Chronicle that there's interest possibly on DeAndre's side. How real do you think the chances are of DeAndre Hopkins becoming a Texan again?
Well, see, that's the big question here. We know the interest from Hopkins is real. Beyond my initial report, Jerome Solomon, our columnist, had heard from multiple people that DeAndre Hopkins looks at the Texans and he sees a team that's good enough to be interested in, which says a lot about where the Texans are right now. But, you know, in my duties as a reporter, looked into the Texans' interest on this end. And, I mean, just with this organization, it does seem like it doesn't do them any interest to say whether they're interested or not. And their interest would be revealed by signing him. So, you know, right now that's the main question. You know, the Texans certainly have some needs at wide receiver, you know, especially with the expectations around John Metchie. I got a chance to talk with Ben McDaniels last week, earlier this week, and it's just like there are no expectations. But he's not putting a ceiling, he's not putting a floor for the guy. But, you know, they drafted two rookies for a reason. It's unrealistic, in my opinion, to expect they'd become, you know, top contributors in their first year. So the need's there. There are questions about Hopkins. You know, 21 season ended with the ACL injury and then came into the latter half of last year. And I think, you know, just this production value, 700 yards, with, you know, Kyler Murray, Colt McCoy, the myriad of other guys after Murray went out, shows that he could still return to a really productive level. Through my conversations about this, the question is whether the Texans can make it fit within their cap space, which they could in eventual years. They'd have to move around right now. That'd just be something that they'd have to decide is worth it. And that's kind of the question with the Caserio personnel department right now. What do they value? What do they see in Hopkins as a player? And I mean, there are some things that I think that Hopkins could fulfill in this offense. I mean, he has had some position versatility. We think about how Bobby Slowick is trying to get people in space, get yak yards. He's been in about like a third of his snaps on the inside slot. It's not exactly a lot. Like when you think about Noah Brown, it's almost 40%. And really his yak yardage isn't like, you know, in a huge amount of his time. Like 2019 with the Texans, it was about a third. That's not Deebo Samuel's level, like 40%, but it's a more dynamic receiver than they have available. So the Texans could look at this and see if it makes sense. I was looking at some other examples of projected contracts. I think Texans cap does as good a job as anybody around here, and like I saw how they could finagle things getting into future seasons. That places the onus a lot of, like, say it doesn't work out, you're taking a risk and possibly setting yourself up with dead money hits over the next couple of years with a player, you know, that's been hit with suspensions and with the PEDs, and then, you know, he had an injury history. So there are questions there the Texans would have to say, is this the fix? They're trying to get out of their losing ways, and they want to make the right decisions. And are there too many questions with this one? We'll see. And that's not something I know right now.
Is I guess the other big question that would affect whether the Texans could or would want to sign him is just how much interest is there genuinely from other teams? And even if there is interest, did Hopkins just miss the boat because of the timing of this? So there's teams out there that have spent their cap money that they had allotted to free agents and everything this year.
Yeah, it's a good point, Seth. There was part of the conversation yesterday was really surrounding that. I mean, like the Texans are like other teams that went into the draft and made their decisions, and now they're sitting in a space where, you know, I do think the market was down for free agent wide receivers. If this were a conversation in March, it'd be a lot different. But right now, you know, you're looking at a situation where you look around in the free agency market, and DeAndre Hopkins is the most clear guy you take a look at. Kenny Golladay is the other. And I mean, I'm just bringing that name up because it's just like, if you're looking to add a receiver, Hopkins is kind of the blatant choice. So if teams are able to manipulate and they're looking to, you know, cut down on players, that's kind of what happens during the summer here, is they're going to get rid of about half their roster. But people could find a way to make it work. I was talking to somebody else about this too, that just in the nature of declaring interest for teams, that's all fine. You know, it's like saying, you know, I'm interested in a lot of girls and call them by name, but they may not, you know, care about me. So it takes two to want to do this. And I mean, you go out and you try and find as much interest with as many teams as possible to give you the opportunity, and how many of them are going to think, oh, the others are interested too. So that's the game that's going on right now. People will get a chance to visit with him, see his medicals, answer the questions they have about them. And then I also think teams, especially the Texans, aren't really influenced by other teams by what they place values on certain players. And if they're like, oh, this is what you're asking for, okay, well, that's, if you can get that from another team, great. But that's not something we're going to do. So that's all kind of the question that's going right now. I don't expect this is something that's going to get done this week. You know, from my conversation, it seems like this is the beginning of a process that could take a couple of weeks. So he's sitting in a scenario where he's the biggest name on the free agency market with wide receivers, and he's going to try and get the best deal for himself. And right now that includes, you know, the Texans. And I think there were questions about that given his history with the team and in the unceremonious trade out of Houston and his relationship with the team. And case is that, you know, it is a place that he'd be interested in going to.
Brooks Cabina joining us on the hotline, Houston Chronicle. He's our Texans insider here on Sports Radio 610. Let's shift gears over to C.J. Stroud, Brooks. Had a chance to be out at OTAs this week. I know you've written pieces on C.J. Stroud and the progression so far. It sounds like the reports are anywhere from positive to very glowing about C.J. Stroud. Does that match what you've seen out at OTAs?
Well, yeah, it's difficult for me to say because, you know, I've only seen a couple of practices, and I don't want to get ahead of myself in saying that C.J. Stroud's going to be, you know, whatever superlative I can say. But the one thing I took away from this week was he did look a lot more comfortable. The week before, his just running out of play action rollouts and stuff, things that he hadn't done under center at Ohio State, you could see he was a bit shaky and a couple of wobbly passes. This week he looked a lot more pure, his throwing tight spirals, hitting people in stride. The one thing, seeing team drills towards the end, the next step for him is going to be handling the rush in this offense. And the defense had its moments against him in that, but he did kind of recover and hit a couple of players in some tight spaces, tight windows. So, you know, talking with Gerard Johnson, who's entering being a quarterback's coach, a full-time quarterback's coach for the first time, I was asking him about that transition going into under center and things like that, and he said he's way, way ahead of where he should be right now. So there's the Texans coaches are really high on his development so far, And I mean, remember the week before, and I think, and I said this initially on Clinton Show's show, but it's like, you know, I think it might have been overblown that he was starting in the middle behind Mills. That's just kind of like he didn't want anything handed to them, and they gave him a chance to prove himself. But that he is securing first team reps says a lot about what they think about him and his development right now. And to tie it back to the Hopkins deal, I mean, I know everybody was bringing up his podcast, how he was talking about what quarterbacks he wanted to play with. That was 11 days ago. And, you know, you start to learn more information and see things yourself and hear from other coaches. So, I mean, I think Stroud's definitely on the pace where, I mean, if they drafted him number 2 overall, clearly needed a quarterback. This is a good news for them. The best case scenario for them is him entering the summer as a clear number 1, so they can begin training camp with him in mind. And they're going to have these 2 joint practices against the Saints and the Dolphins. So the more that he's able to get in there and answer all these questions, because that's every coach, every player seems to have their own story about Stroud seeking them out. Matt Burke said he pulled him off the field after he threw a throw. He went back. I interpreted that as an interception, but that's not what I have. But in training camp, he'll be able to get through all that too. So it's really going as best from as the Texans could hope for right now from what I could hear. And we'll see if that continues in training camp over the summer.
Brooks Cabina, Houston Chronicle. He is our Texans insider. Brooks, go get on your flight, man. Have a safe trip. We'll see you back here in a couple of weeks.
All right, I got 30 minutes. Good thing I got clear.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, get through that line quickly, man.
Don't tell everybody about clear.
TSA.
Yeah, I wish I had a sponsor too, right?
Yeah, good live read for clear. They needed that. They don't look to be thriving at all right now.
They're going to pull you off to the side anyway.
Talk to you later, Brooks. Have a safe trip. All right, there it is. Brooks Cabina joining us on the show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.